Get your ass up. This the Queen Quimo podcast. Get your ass up. This the Queen Quimo podcast. Get your ass up. This the Queen Quimo podcast. Look, 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 look. This the Queen Quimo podcast. Better get in tune when she broadcasts. Small feet. Better pay attention when she broadcasts. All facts. Might learn something with your dog ass. Get yourself checked on a Sunday. Just might get you right on a Monday. Aim high. Why? You can make it big someday. Cause when I say aim, I ain't talking about the gunplay. Even though we straight from the hood with it. Any topic we could talk was good with it. Yeah. Midwest, we putting on. You an artist in your song. Think your track hot, we gon' see when she put it on. They either gon' vibe or they gon' leave when she put it on. That's G, get to know about Queen. No subject, look, she just might open up. Not play this and freestyle when she open up. No play thing on the low, she be going nuts. Got the city going up. This the type of show you listen to when you're rolling up or chilling at the crib with your fam and y'all pulling up. Get some knowledge and a laugh on this podcast. Queen representing for the people on this podcast. Get some knowledge and a laugh on this podcast. Queen representing for the people on this podcast. It's the Queen Quimo podcast. Get your ass up. It's the Queen Quimo podcast. Look, get your ass up. It's the Queen Quimo podcast. Look, get your ass up. Nigga. Fat.
Hello, everybody. Today is October 22nd, 2019, and you're listening to the Queen Quimo podcast. Shalom. Assalamu alaikum. Good morning, good evening, all of that good shit. I want to say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for everyone who has been listening to the Queen Quimo podcast, y'all. Man. All right, couple of things I want to talk about. First of all, I want to say happy birthday to my baby sister, Shanique, and to my co-host of Sips, Laughter, and Chatter podcast, Miss Boosie. Happy birthday to both of them. Both of their birthdays is on the same day. I love both of them, like, to pieces. Like, they real important to me in my life. And I just want to say happy birthday to y'all. You know, shout y'all out on podcast. Thank y'all for being good friends. Shaniqua, thank you for being my... Oh, shit. Spilt my coffee. Thank you for being my wonderful, beautiful, supporting little sister. Like, you always be with me from thick and thin. And I'm just really, really happy you got a chance to enjoy your birthday this weekend. So, yeah. All praise to the Most High for them being able to see another day. As for me, I've had a crazy weekend as usual. You know, it's always something crazy going on in my life. But I'm not going to even complain about what's going bad. I want to actually just say all praise to the Most High for allowing me to see another day and to sit up and talk with y'all. So this episode, I'm going to be talking about self-love and how toxic that shit really is in 2019, because we have our own interpretation of that. So I'm gonna get into that a little bit today. But yeah, let me go ahead and get some sponsorships up in here. Y'all know I gotta get my bills paid, so yeah, let's get it cracking. Hello, everybody. Thank you for listening to the Queen Quimo podcast. I want you guys to do me a favor. Go to my website, queenquimo.com. Make sure you're subscribed. Also, check out the new features on my website. Couple of new things going on. We got hair care products, t-shirts, journals. Now we got the self-help theorem. So if you're trying to get some information about podcasting, want to know more about my hair care products, you could go to that self-help forum and get what you need. So that, again, go to queenquimo.com. What's up, y'all? So today, yes, I want to talk about self-love. I want to talk about the pros and the cons of self-love, because in 2019, we have our own definition of what self-love is. And so I'm a big advocate of self-care and self-love. I'm a huge advocate for it. But I also feel like we got to be clear on making sure we understand and what the purpose of self-love is intended for, you know. So the reason why I feel like it's necessary for us to, like, make sure that we're learning to love ourselves is to, number one, like, the main number one goal is to love yourself so that you can love other people better. And I think the last part of that, we fucking forget. We fucking forget. Like, literally, I see so many people, and I'm guilty of this as well, because I ain't no motherfucking saint, but literally, I see so many people, right? They on Facebook, they spiritual this, they spiritual that, oh, they doing yoga, they going to the mosque, or they going to church, you know, and they holier than art thou, and they, you know, they posting all of these pictures just looking so holy, and everybody's like successful, doing everything for their business, and they taking these trips, and everybody's eating good, and just everybody's living a life. Like, it looks like they just living a life, and it's good, you know. It's not nothing wrong with that, but the point that I'm saying is, a lot of people is making self-love look like this is what self-love is supposed to look like. It's all about promoting themselves, and there's nothing wrong with you promoting yourselves, because again, you're supposed to make sure you pat yourself on the back. You're supposed to do things for yourself. You're supposed to love yourself, because a person that doesn't love themselves cannot truly love anybody else. Like, you cannot love anybody else. But we gotta remember that self-love is important for you to love other people, because that's where all of us are needing the healing from Jump Street. We gotta go back to, especially, I did an episode about generational curses, especially in our Black communities. You know, we have a lot of generational curses that root back all the way from slavery and beyond, etc. And so now what's happening is Black people are getting into a point where we're learning to heal. We're learning to heal. We're learning to, like, let go of the things that has been put upon us. We're learning to just move forward and start becoming successful into this world, into this environment. But we got to also remember to forgive, and we got to forgive ourselves, and we got to forgive other people, and we got to learn to be patient with other people, because that's what self-love is about. Self-love is about identifying those issues that need to be removed from your life so that you won't put them on into other people's lives. So I see so many people, and I, like I said, I'm guilty of this as well. I'm not no saint. They get to a point where, I love myself too much to deal with that. Or I'm not talking to this person because they just too toxic. Or I'm not going to deal with this, and I'm not going to deal with this, and I'm not going to deal with that. I get it. Yes, once you get to a point, you are going to have to remove toxic people. You are going to have to remove toxic things up out of your diet, etc. However, we got to also remember that we can be just as toxic with our so-called self-love as we say that other people are. Toxic without having self-love, what our definition of self-love is. Self-love should be so motherfucking contagious to where when people interact with you, they're going to want to love themselves more. They're going to remove themselves. We be doing so much for the gram. We be doing so much for Facebook. We be doing so much for other people, trying to impress other people. And then we just get into this point where we have so much confidence in ourselves that it becomes arrogant. You know, that we become arrogant, and we become prideful, and we become selfish. And we start thinking that everything is just all about us. Self-love is about setting examples for other people, that it should be fucking contagious to where other people should love themselves. So, like I said, let's just talk about it though. Let's talk about things that's gonna help people get to a point of self-discovery and self-love, and I'll just give y'all some of my own personal examples, etc. So, like I said, I am not the perfect example. I'm not going to sit up here and be like, oh, I am the perfect example of self-love. However, I do love myself, and I feel like every day I'm learning to love myself more. I feel like I'm falling in love with myself every day that I wake up, and I also feel like I just love my people so much because I love myself. Like, and what really opened this up for me was in 20 shit I returned natural in 2011, but I didn't embrace it to 2014. So when I really started embracing my natural hair, started looking into my Black history, started getting more spiritual with God, like, I literally started learning so much about, like, the generational curses, a lot of toxic shit I was doing, and just, like, I just learned a lot, and this just started making me want to move differently, you know. So I feel like for me, two things happened though that really sparked that. Like, made me just want to really get to know myself and really want to like get into this little self-discovery mode. And the first thing, like I said, was return to natural. The second thing was moving. Man, literally, when I moved from Indiana to Colorado, it was a whole new world for me. You know, it was really a whole new world for me. I went from being in the hood and just partying and kicking it to like going up into Colorado, like going hiking into the mountains, and it was like nobody there. Like, I became my best friend, and I felt like it was necessary for me to make that happen, because I mentioned this in an episode like before this, that when you sick and you toxic, or you got like some really like ill-willed shit going on into you, like you sick, you need to be in isolation to heal, you know, because even if you're in a hospital, you're in a nurse homes, if somebody got MRSA, they got some type of disease, the first thing they do is they quarantine everybody and make people stay in the room, and they make that person that's sick, they put them into isolation so that it doesn't like spread to anybody else. And I felt like God set me up in Colorado because I literally had like a lot of toxic shit going on in my life, and I came from a toxic environment. And so I didn't even know it until I started like having to sit down and spend time with myself. So here's some tips that worked for me that may work for other people. Like I said, I'm not the guru of self-love, but I do know that just doing these things helped me to fall in love with myself every single day, like more and more. And one of the things that I had to do, I learned to become my own best friend, like I said, and I learned to have fun by myself. Literally, I'm a party person. I've always like, shit, go to the clubs or like find me a group of people and I just be kicking it. That's just what I do. I love conversating. I love meeting people. So going to Colorado, that didn't happen for me right away. So I was up there for almost 4 years. I didn't have a lot of friends when I first got up there. It was different for me. It was a whole new environment. It was none but white people up there. I wasn't really used to interacting with white people like that. So I spent a lot of time by myself. And at first I was uncomfortable. Like, I used to like didn't want to do shit because I was by myself. But I learned, like, you know what? Throw on some clothes, go outside. And literally that made me, like, I'm so grateful that I did do that. It made me stronger. It made me like value myself more. And it made it, I actually got a chance to like sit down and figure out what the fuck I like to do. So I started going to the malls by myself. I started going out to eat by myself. I started walking around the community by myself. And I literally just would be in my thoughts like all the time. I started journaling. Journaling definitely helped me a lot. Like, I literally been keeping a journal really since high school, but I like on a consistent level been journaling like on a day-to-day basis since 2013. And so I really got heavily into my journals when I was in Colorado. And what happened with that was, like, when you just get to writing, sometimes you write, like for me, I would just write about my day. I write about things I feel, and then like certain feelings would make me write about different things from childhood. So things started coming back up that I didn't even realize like was affecting like decisions that I was making in my life today, you know. So journaling, definitely, I'm a huge advocate for journaling. Like, I feel like everybody should keep a pen and paper, like every day should write like 5 minutes a day. That help with clearing your mind and just identifying different issues, you know. And so like I didn't just start writing down shit that was going on wrong or things like that. I would also like write my list out. I would write my budget out. Like, I would write my goals out for the week. So I literally been doing that like for years, like I said, since high school, but consistently, like on a consistent day-to-day basis since like 2013. So like I got bundles and bundles of booklets in here that I just been writing, and they've been so amazing that I go back and read some of them, and some of the goals that I had then I'm already accomplished now. So it's just crazy. So I feel like everybody, like, if you really trying to discover yourself, you trying to get to a like decent place of love in your life, you need to get you a journal. Also, vision board changed my life. So when I moved up here, I moved up here in 2018. So I moved up here in November 16th, 2018, and like literally November 16th of 2018, and like probably like that January, so like the next year January, which was this year. Wait, I'm all mixed up with the years, y'all. I don't know. Anyways, I did as soon as I got here, probably like a month or two later, I did the vision board, you know. So the vision board helped me to not only just get some inspiration for my podcast, but also helped me with my business goals. It helped me with my personal life, like things that I wanted to do regarding family, etc. Budgeting, like making some goals. Like literally a vision board changed my life, and it gave me something like to hope for. And like when you have hope, and you have like a goal, you have a destination in mind, you do move differently. You do start loving yourself differently, because you know you got somewhere you're trying to go. So that's just like this. If you say you finna go out, like you finna go to a concert, is you gonna spend all of your goddamn time like shit? Yeah, fuck it, they ain't even good illustration. But fuck it, I'll come up with an illustration later. Usually I got a good one, but I was just gonna say like shit. if you know you finna go to a concert, would you spend all of your time just like shit at the mall? Not even getting the clothes, not getting everything you're gonna do, and just spending your time at the mall, knowing that shit later on you finna go to this concert. But that ain't even good illustration. So fuck that, scratch that. I'm gonna cut that out. But anyways, vision board changed my life. Moral of the story, it changed my life. It did help, I ain't gonna lie to you. But again, like I said, some of those things, a lot of those things, like I'm still like working on, like learning to love myself and being realistic, man, being honest, finding people you could talk to. And so like when you start being honest about like yourself, your flaws, things you want to accomplish, your feelings, like learning to express yourself, like and doing all of those things, guess what? You be helping other people. Like when you start communicating and like conversating with other people, you start like helping other people, like being real with they shit, learning how to communicate they shit, learning how to express they shit. So like I said, self-love should be a domino effect. It should be like you love yourself so much that it's going to help other people to love themselves. So this is something else too, like a huge part of self-love, man, working on motherfucking trust. Working on trust. Do y'all know, like a lot of times, right, this is the one that a lot of people skip. So we got all these people, like I said, going to the mosque, going to these churches, doing yoga, meditating, doing all of this spiritual shit, but got really toxic fucking relationships. Really toxic relationships. And you know, one of the huge things in these toxic ass relationships is not having trust. And so the thing is, each person is trying to like, oh, I want you to trust me. Oh, I want you to trust me. But nobody trusts themselves. A lot of the trust issues that we have in relationships, a lot of the trust issues that we have in friendships and shit like that, is because we don't have complete trust into ourselves. We don't trust our own instincts. We don't trust our own guts. We don't trust nothing. And this one is something that I literally have been really working hard on for the year 2019, is learning to trust. And I know now, like literally, trust, it starts from within. Because guess what? Again, it's a domino effect. We be talking this self-love shit like we gotta be good for ourselves. We gotta be good for ourselves, for other people. That's what self-love is all about. Remember, like, stop getting to this, oh, like, we so good at, like, self-love and all of this other shit. Like, we feel like we, at this point, we love ourselves and we just gonna cut the rest of the world off. No, self-love helps you deal with the rest of the world. Self-love is gonna help you mold the rest of the world. Like, that's really what Christ was talking about in the Bible. The way that Christ, like, maneuvered in that Bible, I don't know if y'all Bible readers on here, I definitely do read the Bible, but like the way that he maneuvered himself, they make him seem like he was just a flowery, they made him seem like a hippie, like he just was so, oh, it doesn't bother me, oh, I'm God's son. That's not how he was. Literally, if y'all pay attention to that, like, to that part of the Bible, like right before he was getting ready you know, to be executed, he was crying tears of blood. Like, he was frustrated. He got frustrated a lot. He went to another part of the Bible. He went into, like, the temple. They was in there gambling, shooting dice, and doing all of this unholy stuff into God's temple. And he flipped the tables over. So he really did have some emotions that, like, that we probably wouldn't even know how to explain in the fleshly world. You feel me? But he went through things too that could have literally broke him down. But it's the love that he had. Like, he exercised, like, having self-love. You know what I'm saying? Taking those breaks. Making sure he enjoyed himself with people. Keeping his eyes and everything on the vision. Like, keeping everything on the mission. He knew he had a mission while he was here. So, literally, I said all of that to say this. That man in himself, like, we got so many examples like Christ that set the tone. We got, you know, Christ set the tone because he loved his Father. He loved himself. He loved, like, his people. You know, we got Bob Marley. If we're going to take it to some music shit, we got Nipsey Hussle. We got Harriet Tubman. We got Nat Turner. Like, it wasn't that, like, all of the stuff that these people did, like, before us, like, we have examples of people who love themselves, especially during toxic environments. Like, just how they experienced, like, trying to have self-love in a toxic environment, we going through that right now here today, especially in a world where I feel like it's worse because everything is so materialistic. You know, we got technology, we got the media, we got instant gratification from other people. So we got so many things, like, that can distract you from having a proper self-love. And so it's like, even when we got people that's practicing self-love, it's still flawed as fuck. It's still flawed as fuck because everybody is on, cut them off. You don't need that. That's toxic. That's this. That's that. Where we forget that we got to learn to welcome people. We got to learn to have conversations with people that are different from ourselves, because that's what's going to help you grow. That's what's going to help you develop self-love and self-discovery, and help another person develop self-love and self-discovery, because y'all going to have an interaction of energy. You know, we got to allow people to take the fucking mask off when they're around us. So if you just, oh, I'm so perfect and spiritual and meditating person, or, you know, a Christian-like person or Christ-like person or whatever the fuck everybody claiming to be now in 2019, we got all this shit going on. But then we turn around. Pour me some more coffee. But then we turn around, like, we have an individual that's around us. They may want to be around us, but guess what they do? They put on a facade like they somebody else because of fear of being rejected by you. Or not being able to be accepted by you. We got to learn to accept people for who the fuck they are. We got to learn that. So, like, that in itself is like, we all self-love this, self-love that, knew this and knew that. We don't even know how to become accepting. We accept the wrong motherfucking things. We accept things that shouldn't be tolerated. All because somebody telling you, like society will tell you to accept this and accept that, you know. But when we come to true and pure acceptance, like, well, I'm just going to love this individual for who they are. I'm not going to treat them different because of who they are. I don't have to particularly like what they do. I don't particularly have to agree with what they say. But I'm not going to make them feel like when they're around me, they got to be somebody else to be around me. That's bullshit. That's bullshit. You know, that ain't fucking, that's not self-love. You know, like, we all talk about what the fuck love is. I mean, yeah, we'll talk about what love is, but what ain't? You know, what's not love? You know what I'm saying? What's not love? And so, I believe in that. I believe that, like, we should have more conversations with people that are different from ourselves. I believe we should let people, like, take the mask off around us and be who they truly are without us judging them and making them feel like they less than. You know? And like I said, I'm guilty of that because I'm a blunt person and I say what's on my mind. My intentions are pure, though. My intentions are pure. It's not because I want to make people bad around me. No, I do say things, though, that other people may not agree with. So this is something that I'm learning to develop my damn self. You know, it's something that because it's like I said, we just got so much, like, flawed shit to where people don't like the truth. Because I feel like that as well, too. I feel like I personally like to be around people who are truthful. I like to be around people who are honest, who are unapologetically themselves no matter what. Like who, even if they disagree with me, will debate with me. Even if they don't like what's like, I feel like that's going to help me to develop and grow as a person. I don't like people who yes me all the time or who just are afraid to like, to be themselves, like who are afraid to say what's on their mind, afraid to be themselves. I don't care to be around people that are like that because to me, it's a facade. I feel like that is a stunt to me, like being able to grow, or a stunt for them even being able to grow. Because if you feel that you're uncomfortable, like to communicate, then why should we be around each other? So it's for that reason why sometimes I am blunt and I'm outspoken with different things. So I'm learning to be balanced. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, it's a learning process. You know, that's another thing too. We got to be realistic about self-love, man. Self-love is a learning process. Like we got to be learning to love ourselves and like going through this self-love process every single day. Like it's not going to be, oh, I discovered myself in 1999 and I've been in love. I've had self-love for years, since 1999. Like, no, man. I feel like, yeah, we start developing it then, but every day is a journey of you learning to love yourself every day, because we change every single day. Like, we wake up every day to something new, somebody new, a new emotion, new feeling, a memory from the past that's reflecting now. You know what I'm saying? But anyways, told y'all, see? That's why I don't like taking notes, man. I like to just do my shit from the chest. Anyways, you know, another thing too about self-love, man, like, you know, we got to learn how to, like, show affection. We got to learn how to show affection, like, you know, learning to hug our loved ones, to hug our friends, to hug our kids, give them kisses, you know, and to embrace each other, like, when we're in the room, like, being able to really, truly embrace each other, because that's something too that... When I started loving myself, I used to, when people look at me too long, I'd be like, bitch, what you looking at? I used to be one of them motherfuckers, like, oh, that bitch, she mugging me, shit, she got a problem. Now, if somebody look at me too long, I'm like, hey, what's up, queen? What's up, king? How y'all doing? That's literally me when I would go in any motherfucking room, and it's because I just feel like, you know, that's the energy you should, like, bring into the room where it's contagious. You know, because maybe somebody never, like, approach them in that way. You know, I feel like if we approach each other so much that way, like, just imagine we just doing that shit like on random all the time, you know. And I feel like a lot more people are getting to that point, and it's a beautiful thing. You know, it's a beautiful thing when people come into self-love and self-discovery, like that real shit though. Not that, oh, I'm this way and that way on Instagram, Facebook, and social media. Like, nah, that real shit. That when ain't nobody looking shit. You feel me? Because, see, everybody talking about self-love this, self-love that. You could barely catch a motherfucker on Instagram, Facebook, or whatever without a filter. You could barely catch them without the makeup. You could barely... And it's the men and the women. It's like everybody's so, like, wanting to be perfect. Like, just wanting to be perfect. And that's not what self-love is. Self-love ain't perfect. Self-love is embracing the shit when it's beautiful, bold, and ugly. You know? Learning to be happy and learning to be feeling attractive even when you flawed as fuck. You know? And being realistic about the motherfucking flaws. Like me, yeah, I wear a little foundation here and there, bro. I do. I wear a little foundation here and there. But at the same token, you know, you gonna catch me on Facebook Live with a bare face, showing all of my scars. You gonna catch me with nappy locks, you know, because I feel like that's just reality. You know, like, I like to bring people reality. So, like, we all switch it up from time to time. Ain't nothing wrong with that. But it also ain't nothing wrong with, like, showing yourself behind the lens. It ain't nothing wrong with showing yourself with the mask off, bro. There's not nothing wrong with it, you know? But yeah, that's how I feel about self-love, man. I just feel like we just got to be realistic about what the fuck is going on, because real self-love is being honest and being truthful, even if it hurts people. You know, be yourself, even if it hurts people. Love other people, even when they hurt you. Love yourself, even when you hurt yourself. That's the shit we don't talk about. Like, we make that shit seem easy. Like, oh yeah, I'm just at a point in my life where I just forgive everybody. Shit, bitch, did you really? Because that sound easy. It sound like, yeah, I forgive it. Yeah, okay. Let that situation present itself again. How you gonna respond? You know, forgiveness ain't something that just come easy, especially depending on what it was. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not going to ever say that I'm there yet. I'm learning to forgive people because I know I fuck up too. I learned that I'm human. But am I easily there yet? Hell no. And I think that's the shit we got to talk about and be real about. That's self-love. I want motherfucker to tell me how they get over shit and then shit, just stay over it. It never pop back up again. Please. Well, I think I done pretty much summed up all of my thoughts about self-love and self-discovery and all of that good shit, whatever you want to call it. You know, this is just my view of it because, yes, I do feel like it's important. We all supposed to look good. We supposed to, you know, eat right. You know, we supposed to make sure we putting good things in our body. We supposed to make sure that we exercising. We supposed to make sure we drinking water. We supposed to make sure we hydrated. We supposed to make sure we feel good. We supposed to make sure we looking good. That's a must. It's a necessity. It's part of self-love. But we can't forget that self-love is good because you're supposed to love other people. We talk so much about self-love that we forget, like, the agape love that we should have towards other people. And I think we lost that. We don't have. If we did, you know, like I'm seeing on the news, we see healthier people every day. Oh yeah, this person is healthy. This person's eating healthy. This person's doing yoga. This person, we see all of that. People are being healthier. But why are we not seeing less crime rates? Why are we not seeing less divorces? And the reason why is because we learning to love ourselves so much that we're becoming self-centered. And we forgot that self-love is supposed to help you love other people, you know? So don't forget that, y'all. I love all of you guys, like, honestly, from my heart, you know? I want to thank everybody for listening to the Queen Quamo podcast, you know? And I hope that y'all have a nice, fun-filled, pleasant week, you feel me? Let's start the week off the right way. Journaling, meditating, you know, and reflecting. And making sure that we're reflecting, not other people around us, you know, always looking at, well, this is only happening because this person was around me. Nope. Look at yourself. Look at yourself because you your own distraction. You are the reason that something's not getting done. You are the reason why you being toxic. You are the reason why you being negative. The first step is you. Then you look around you. Make sure you check in your own motherfucking eyes in the mirror. Because when you wake up in the morning, that's the first person you see is you. When you wake up in the morning, you start the day with yourself. So you got to make sure that you're building yourself up and contributing your self-value and your self-views to other people. Contributing. Not pushing your shit on other people like in a salesman way and saying they're you all up here and everybody else is down here. But no, be intentional and be contagious. You know, be contagious like in a positive way. Like, man, I'm so motherfucking positive that I want my positivity to rub off on you. Or like you start like being so positive that you start attracting positive people. Because if you always just attracting all negative people, it ain't always the people around you. Sometimes it's you. Sometimes it's you. Look in the mirror. So that's how I'm going to end this on that note. All right. Hope it all made sense. If not, God bless you all.